Shocking but not surprising. That's a response from mental health experts about a new survey that shows an alarmingly high number of teenagers have self-harmed or attempted suicide. Experts say the pressures on young people are greater than ever before, as James Oaten reports.
When it comes to youth suicide, even the experts are having trouble coming to grips with the magnitude of the problem.
Look, alarming, shocking, but unfortunately very familiar to us at Beyond Blue.
That's Georgie Harmon, the Chief Executive Officer at Beyond Blue.
We know that suicide is the leading cause of death in 15 to 24-year-olds in Australia. We know that the rates of self-harm are starting to be measured more often, and they're incredibly shocking.
The federal government's Australian Institute of Family Studies surveyed just over 3,300 teenagers aged either 14 or 15 years old. 10% of those surveyed reported self-harm over a year-long period. 5% had attempted suicide.
We know that girls are much more likely to think about, to plan, and then to attempt suicide. But we also know that boys are far more likely to attempt suicide spontaneously without any of those warning signs or early, you know, those early stages.
The data also shows teenagers are at high risk if they feel victimised because of things like skin colour, culture, or sexual orientation.
We know that poor self-image, we know that poor self-identity, we know that a low sense of belonging, and most importantly, and the biggest risk factor, is discrimination and hate. And these are all things that, unfortunately, LGBTI young people face on a far too regular basis.
Child psychologist Nick Digan works with Headspace, a mental health organisation for young people.
The world now is far more demanding on young people than it was, say, 10 or 15 years ago. There are a whole lot more pressures around their role in society and in education demands, in opportunities for employment, and in the pressures around social media and comparisons that can come with that.
The survey adds that most incidents of self-harm or suicidal behaviour go undetected. Nick Digan says this needs to change.
If we don't have those conversations, or if they're understood in a way that perpetuates shame or fear or stigma, then young people are going to continue to hide their self-harm, to hide their distress, and to hide their suicidal thinking. And that's absolutely what we don't want. We need to shine a light on this and have the conversation.
Youth psychologist Nick Digan, ending that report by James Oaten.